Welcome to Illuminations with me, Chad Maxson. Illuminations is a Sunday school podcast designed to follow the Faith Connections curriculum of the Church of the Nazarene. Illuminations is available at bcnilluminations.wordpress.com. This is a good place to provide feedback, raise questions, or leave comments. This is episode 2 for the week of Sunday, May 1st. In today's podcast, we'll look at Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, and focus on the topic of honoring God. The Pharisees had their ideas about how to honor God. We today have our ideas. And Jesus taught his own way to honor God by showing compassion. Luke chapter 6. One Sabbath, while Jesus was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked some heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for anybody but the priest to eat, and gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and Pharisees watched him to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might find an accusation against him. Even though he knew what they were thinking, he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come and stand here." He got up and stood there. Then Jesus said, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to destroy it?" After looking around at all of them, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. In this passage, we find Jesus breaking the law. That's a bit of a problem for us because we read 1 John 3:4, which says that sin is lawlessness, and we interpret that to mean that sin is a willful transgression of a known law of God. We reduce sin to breaking the law, which isn't what 1 John says, and which is probably a weakness in our theology of sin. Worse, now Jesus is breaking a law. But Hebrews tells us that Jesus was without sin, so Jesus could not have broken the law, if that's really what sin is. We solve this little conflict by claiming, well, Jesus didn't break God's law. He only broke those silly human laws that the Jews made up. So it's okay to break human laws? Of course, we now have to ignore Romans 13:1, which tells us to be subject to governing authorities, including, of course, religious authorities. But there are better ways to conceptualize sin than to reduce it to voluntary transgressions of known laws, in which case ignorance would truly be bliss. But let's set this discussion of sin aside for a moment, because there's actually something more important to consider in this passage. In most sermons or lessons I've heard on this topic, the Pharisees usually get up as straw men, which means it's easy to dismiss their foolish legalism and pat ourselves on the back because we're so much better than they are. Ironically, this sounds a lot like the Pharisees' prayer in Jesus' parable in Luke 18:11. The truth is that just as the ancient Jews developed many regulations about the Sabbath, all to ensure that they kept God's command to honor the Sabbath, so we today create many regulations to ensure that we honor God. The Nazarene Church is famous for its little black book called the Manual. Sometimes I think we're supposed to sleep with it under our pillows. Actually, Nazarenes are far from the most legalistic Christian tradition out there, and that may surprise some Nazarenes. We evangelicals spend a lot of time in our small groups, Sunday school classes, and Bible studies trying to determine the best way to follow God's will, which is essentially the way evangelicals talk about the law without talking about the law. We want to know if we have to tithe on gross income or only net income. We want to know which movies it's okay to see and which we should walk out of. Our teens want to know exactly how far sexually they can go before marriage while still honoring God. We have all kinds of questions about how best to follow God because this is really important to us. We actually do want to honor God. It was also important for the Pharisees. There's really little difference between us and them. We are both committed to following God to the best of our abilities, and we often have little tolerance for anyone who's not following God like we are. Yes, it's better not to be too quick to devalue those human laws. We hold our own in high value. Let's pause for a second in the middle of our discussion for reflection. Can someone never break the law and still sin? Or can someone break the law and not sin? So the question we're asking is, how best can we conceptualize sin? Another question, have you ever been irritated with another Christian for acting in ways you didn't consider proper? Maybe they didn't raise their kids right. Maybe they spent their money in ways you didn't approve. Maybe they were pro-choice. Or maybe you were the irritant. Another question, what honors God? Is God honored by right belief? Is God honored by purity? Is God honored by showing compassion? If someone were to look at your life or look at your church, and that was their basis for answering this question, how would they say we are to honor God? So let's look at how we are to honor God. What we find in this passage in Luke is not a debate about the Sabbath. It's a debate about what is required to honor God. On the one side, we have the Pharisees. There are a few things you should know about the Pharisees. In ancient Judaism, they were kind of the liberals. They embraced these new ideas about resurrection, reward and punishment in the next life, and a semi-divine evil being. These were ideas we don't find in the Old Testament. They developed in Judaism in the intertestamental period when Judaism encountered Zoroastrianism. And these were central tenets of Zoroastrianism. The Sadducees were the conservatives. If the Bible didn't say it, they wanted nothing to do with it, thank you very much. The Bible said nothing about resurrection, so there was to be no resurrection. People who talked about resurrection were compromising with the culture in the name of relevance. Interestingly, Jesus sided with the Pharisees on most of these points, and that might be something for us to consider when we reflect on the role of the Bible in our own beliefs and practices. There's no infant baptism in the New Testament, so we shouldn't baptize infants. No instruments in worship? Only two sacraments? There's something else you should know about the Pharisees. They were the ancient Jewish version of pietists. They emphasized a personal relationship with God. The Sadducees thought the temple was the way to relate to God via the sacrificial system, but Pharisees wanted to bring the Jewish faith into common daily life. They thought everything we did should honor God. We might say they practiced a form of pseudo-entire sanctification. It was out of this deep desire to bring the Jewish faith into every area of daily personal life that the Pharisees emphasized these Sabbath laws. This is their answer to how God is honored. You honor God by keeping the law. You honor God by sincerity, personal sacrifice, and morality. You honor God by obedience. You honor God by purity. Sound familiar? Yeah, sounds like most churches I've been a part of, many of the podcasted sermons I've heard, and most of the Christian speakers out there. The point I'm making is that we evangelicals answer the question of how we honor God the same way the Pharisees did before us. Has our righteousness surpassed theirs? Jesus gives another answer. He says you honor God when you do the things that lead to life, to health, and to community. Period. If laws have to be broken for these things to happen, so be it. If our deepest values and sensibilities as human beings have to be trampled on for these things to happen, then they'll have to be trampled on. God's not honored when the needs of people go unmet, no matter how many laws we uphold in the process. For Luke, this becomes how we're to be disciples of Jesus. Remember that discipleship is one of the major themes of Luke's gospel. We see a similar message expressed in the parable of the Good Samaritan, don't we? It was the guy who showed compassion who was the neighbor here. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. Go and show compassion. This is what is required if we are to honor God. This is what Jesus does in this passage in chapter 6. He shows compassion. For this reason, he did not sin. Not because he kept laws, but because he honored God with his compassion. Showing compassion, well, that's not very sexy. If Jesus had told us to keep the law, well, that would be sexy. Keeping the law is hard, so it says something about us when we do it. It takes a lot of heroic effort on our parts. It's noble, and everyone can see it. We're like Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5. If Elisha told him to do something great, then he was ready to do it. But dip in the dirty Jordan 7 times? There's nothing sexy about that. Just the opposite. Keeping the law allows us to feel proud of ourselves. When we look around us at all the people who aren't doing as well as we are, not only do we feel inordinately good about ourselves, but we start to look down on all those others. It fosters judgmentalism, something Jesus categorically condemned. When we keep the law, we begin to realize that people who don't keep the law are undeserving. They know what they need to do, and they don't do it. Unlike we who keep the law, they are sinners and lawbreakers. But in this passage, we find that honoring God is not about keeping the law. It's about compassion. It's about the humility necessary to show compassion. It's about submitting ourselves to the other person who doesn't deserve our compassion. It's about recognizing Jesus in the least of these. We can keep the whole law and never honor God. The Pharisees did that. We can give a cup of water to a small child and honor God. One takes heroic self-effort. The other takes only enough effort to value those we wouldn't otherwise value, except that we love Jesus. Thank you for listening to this episode of Illuminations. Please leave feedback at bcnilluminations.wordpress.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod. All Bible translations are from the New Revised Standard Version.